Praise the name of the Lord. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you're here. We thank you that you love us. And you have a program, Lord, for each one of us. We may have different programs, but we're going to the same place, the same Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you love us all so much. You even love the world, Lord, but not all are going to come. Your word says so, because you know the beginning from the ending. So we ask a blessing upon the people that listen in on the internet, wherever they are. May they take comfort in the fact that the Lord knows exactly where they are, what chair they're sitting in, what colour it is, whether it's a hard seat or whether they're standing. They'll know where their heart is resting and where they want to hear what the Lord can provide. And we're the same, Lord, except we're all in one building in this case. We ask a blessing upon what we're about to hear and sing and worship. Thank you for being here. We ask it in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Shall we commence by standing and singing number 221, "Each Time I Stop and Take the Time to Look Around Me"? Each time I stop and take the time to look around me, I see the signs of His appearing everywhere. Things He said would come to pass are now before us, and I feel a strange excitement in the air. Just maybe it again, all over again. But just to those people that are watching and seeing this song, and just watch the wording of the song and see if it applies to you. And it does apply to you, I know that. But if you don't think it applies to you, let it be known that it does apply to you if you do something about it. So we'll sing it again and just really put the words in your heart as you're singing, whether it's you or going to be you. Just any day now. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. let's hope that we do. Let's sing another one here, number 34, and then we'll have testimonies. He that dwelleth in the secret place.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Right, do we have any testimonies at this time? Just signified by a raised hand. None yet? You know, I believe the time is coming. We will be bubbling over with testimonies because we'll see the moving of the Lord amongst us and around the world. That we won't be able to tell fast enough because they keep coming in. I believe that's going to happen. Brother Tatu.
A word of encouragement. Romans 11:5. So through the present time, there's a remnant chosen by grace. But if it is by grace, no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. Because of the grace of God, if he were chosen from Israel, by the grace of God, we too have been chosen. God's grace is a gift that he gives. And not based on anything we've done or going to do, otherwise it won't be grace. We do not receive grace by cutting sheep, goats, and bulls. We have been chosen by the grace that Jesus Christ died once for all. We are now called to live by faith in Christ towards God. Faith without works is dead. Through grace we can now live the good works God has already prepared. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
He died once for all. That includes everybody, once for all. Doesn't rule anybody out, except we do it ourselves if we don't receive what the Lord did. So the only one that's going to turn it down is yourselves. The Lord is waiting for you. Any others? Any other testimonies? No, I knew that Tony Ann should have stayed here. We could have heard it again. Okay, well, next time we might. Let's remain seated and sing number 38, Seek Ye the Lord While He May Be Found. And that's another good suggestion this hymn's telling us.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him. abundantly pardoned.
Well, seeing we didn't have any testimonies other than Brother Tadu's, someone might like to choose a hymn we can sing immediately after this one we're going to sing, which is number 31, If You Know the Lord, You'll Need Nobody Else. Someone would like for us to sing.
He's coming soon.
He's coming soon. If you've got a number of that, Nancy. In these are closing days of time. Yes, that's a good one. In these the closing days of time, what joy, the glory. That soon the wondrous truths of life, He shall reign, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. With joy.
Oh, God. He come to prepare our paradise. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. We welcome His
in your heart, isn't it, knowing He's coming? It's not some maybe.
Praise be to God. He is coming soon. I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word just for a few moments. And we're going to turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest not thou that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Hallelujah. May God bless the precious word. Shall we just pray? Lord, we come to Thee again this afternoon, Lord. We just pray for Your blessing upon Your own word. May it quicken into every heart, especially to mine, Lord. We ask this blessing in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him? And He is alive forevermore. He does it today. He can flatten the sea today. He's done that for us a few times, Brother Lee. Sometimes I wonder how he's going to get back. little boat, and I thought, oh man. But the Lord somehow kept it down so I could get back. So he can do that today, because he's ever present and he's alive forevermore. I just want to speak about a simple little subject. Jesus is always in your boat.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a wonderful thought, isn't it? He's always in your boat. Always. What a wonderful lesson we have here when we give our whole life to Jesus. He promised to watch over us and steer our bark through every sea. Brother, sister, you may be going through a very difficult time in your life. You wonder how you're going to get through. But Jesus is in the boat with you. He's always there. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Who wants Jesus to be in your boat of life? The Sea of Galilee is actually a lake. I've had the privilege to be on that sea and sail on the Sea of Galilee myself. And it's also called the Sea of Tiberias. And when I sailed upon the Sea of Galilee, it was very calm and very beautiful. And it was very oily looking and clear. It's just beautiful. And there was no relationship to the windstorm in the Bible because it was just so beautiful. However, we were warned by our guide who was taking us on this boat that it can be very deceiving. And he mentioned the storm with Jesus. He said, being a lake, looking so tranquil and quiet, can rapidly change. Now, guide said, sudden winds coming off from the Golden Heights. You look up, there's the Golden Heights right on top of the cliff face. When they come down there, wow. Or from other directions, it can bear down on the Lake of Galilee, making it very turbulent and come without warning. So even though it's lovely and still and beautiful, that could change quickly. Actually, there's a lot of situations in the sea that can do that. So you always must have that information available. And this is what exactly happened in our Bible account. And I just want to say our boat of life has very similar characteristics. The first thing we learn about the storm of life, it can suddenly come upon us without warning. Everything can be sweet and dandy. Everything's going great. Everything's working out fine. Then, bang, it can change. Who's ever had that experience? Just those two. I'm one of them, brother. I've had that experience many times. They can suddenly come upon us without warning. When everything appears wonderful, we need to be on our guard. You know, the Bible's, these things have been written for our learning. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2, it says, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, or calm, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch. Watch and be sober. That's a warning to us. May God help us. The experienced disciples, who they were experienced disciples, fishermen, they've done it all their life. Family were fishermen. would not have gone out to sea, knowingly unaware of the treacherous seas before them. But that is how the trials and testings come to you. You could be just fine, and then tomorrow it all comes. But praise the Lord, they had a life preserver on board the boat. He was asleep on a pillow. You know, Jesus, he's always at rest. He is rest. And he was snoozing down the back of the boat on a pillow. He was tired, been out preaching all the time on the hills. That life preserver was Jesus, our Savior, of our souls. When unforeseen trouble arises in our life, he quickly goes into action. Who believes this? The Lord is ever present. He's ever with us. He's ever living forevermore, as we said this morning. In Isaiah 59, verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. That's good, Tim, isn't it? Without that, we've got to have our life preserver there. We need to have him there. And Jesus was there all the time. As I said, sleeping on a pillow. The Bible says he's sleeping on a pillow. He was there all the time. And when it was too much for them, they cried out, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" How they thought they were perishing, but they were only full of fear. Fear can make you feel like you're perishing. Fear can make it look terrible, but it's not so. Fear does that. And how we feel, that's how we feel during our big trials. Lord, I'm dying, I'm perishing. The gracious Lord Jesus arose from his sleep, turned to them and said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? This is for all of us to take on board. When things go tough, we have no faith. It goes out the window. All our confession, all our testimonies go out the window. In their boat was the Creator of the sea and the land and the world and the universe, asleep in the back of their boat, and say, "Lord, carest not thou we perish." Well, Jesus opened his eyes and thought, "No one perishing in here." But fear produces that feeling. Everything's going wrong. We're going to learn to trust the Lord. Who wants to trust him? And yet they were so afraid when Jesus put his foot on the rail of the boat and said, "Peace be still." There was a great calm, not just calm, a great calm. And when Jesus moves in your life, there is a great calm that comes upon you. Who's ever been in the Spirit and feel that wonderful peace when you've been under the anointing of the Holy Spirit? So wonderful. Then the disciples realized who was in their boat and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Remember this. Jesus is always in your boat. He's in your boat this afternoon. He'll be in your boat when you go home tonight. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." You know, The other day we were at the coffee shop at Columbus, and there were on the ground right in front of us some little sparrows, half drowned, skinny because they're wet, just so small, so insignificant. But you know what? The Lord knew all about those little sparrows. And he speaks about it in his word. God knows when a sparrow falls. How much more will he care for you who are far more valuable than a sparrow? He cares about the sparrows and he cares about you. Excuse me. Remember, Jesus is always there and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. But we must cry out to him. Lord, we want you to help us. We have a need. Disciples thought they were finished. They thought they're going to be washed up. Must have been quite a big storm. In James 4:2, it says, "Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war and you have not because you ask not." Brother Keith, you mentioned to me the other day. You have not because you ask not. So wonderful. Hitherto in John 16:24, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." You know, after the word this morning, he's ever living. We haven't a care in the world. Who's going to cry out to him from now on? Lord, I don't care how impossible a thing is, I'm going to ask you. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
That's what he said to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. He's holding the universes together. So wonderful. Then ask him. He is already in your boat. He's already to answer your request. I just love that. You think, oh no, this problem is too much. It's too difficult for this. I can't work this out. My wife, this, my husband, that. My kids, no. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. He's ever present. He's with us all the time. You've got Jesus in your boat, just go and ask him. Say, Lord, you might only open one eye if he's on the pillow. But he knows what you have need of before you even ask. Hallelujah. So wonderful. Who loves the Lord? He's so precious. And so I just pray that we'll take this on board, that Jesus is always in our boat. He's always to meet our every need if we just ask. Just a small sermon today, but I just thought that'd be a blessing. He's always in our boat. Just so simple. They had the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the creator of the universe and the sea and everything that's made in the boat. Never alone. Never alone. Well, I'll have to sing that song, Brother Lee. Brother Peter. No, never alone. We sing that? Mr. June? Let's just pray as we come. Lord Jesus, you're always in our boat. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And you keep your word. We're just so glad to have you in our boat, Lord. We always want to have you in our boat. And may you be in our boat today and tomorrow too, Lord. When things get tough, may we just go to our Lord who's sleeping on the pillow. Say, Lord, help us, we pray. We give this to you. Cast all your care upon him. Why? For he careth for you. Hallelujah. I've seen the lightning flashing, hear the thunder roll. I've felt since breakers dashing, right. Amen.
Jesus, it's so true. Never alone. We may be alone, Lord, around people that don't understand or don't yet know you. They might even laugh at us, Lord. They certainly don't understand at this time. But Lord, as the song says, we're never alone. We know to hold on. We know to be strong. Not to be smart, it's the Holy Spirit that does the work. We're just the tools. We love you, Lord, and we ask for you to walk with us tomorrow, next week, during the night, months to come if time permits. Those we meet, Lord, give us the strength to tell them. Just help us, Lord, to understand that people don't all know, but will want to know. Some have said, as was mentioned today, a stranger in a supermarket, and someone said, are you a Christian? They said, well, do you go to church? Well, I gave my heart to the Lord once. Lord, there's, I would think, thousands of people in that category. And it may be that the Holy Spirit in us will encourage them to pick up where they left off with the Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, as we close on this service. Bless the people that joined us wherever they are. Encourage them also They are no different from us, except we are separated by thousands of miles in many cases. But be with them, Lord, because you're there, right there. They're never alone. We love you, Lord. Be with us, we ask. And thank you for being with us this afternoon and this morning. We ask these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. May the Lord bless you as you go.